Statewide race in Alaska could make some history this year. While two mainstream candidates are battling for Alaska's open Senate seat, Democratic incumbent Mark Begich and Republican Dan Sullivan, the race for the State House could choose the state's first Native American governor. It's a three-way contest. Democrat Byron Mallott is fighting a battle for Alaska's center conservative electorate against a Republican incumbent Sean Parnell and independent Bill Walker. Mallott is said to be the underdog in this race, but he's counting on appealing to the state's ethnic diversity as a Tlingit Indian. Mallott says he's a bridge builder, something he says he learned from his school days.
You know, in boarding school, at a time when Alaskan villages like Yakutat, where I come from, there were no high schools. And so we, from all areas of the state, attended boarding schools. We lived together. We got to know one another. And so I don't think that, you know, the notion of regionalism in Alaska is, number one, it's not as strong as it used to be. And number two, my work and my involvement, my entire life in Alaska has taken me across the state so often that I certainly don't view myself as the universal man, but I believe I know Alaska and Alaskans know me.
What do you think is the important message of your campaign for natives in Alaska?
The notion of creating one Alaska, an Alaska in which we all are able to come together on opportunity to voice our aspirations, but also at the same time to celebrate our incredible diversity in the state so that we can remain who we are, but we can still be one as Alaskans.
Now, that independent spirit, that famous independent spirit of Alaska, argues typically for a Republican to be governor. Does a Democrat have a real chance in your state?
Certainly a Democrat has a chance. Our last Democratic governor, Tony Knowles, was reelected. We have a huge center in Alaska with some 50% either nonpartisan or registered as independent. And certainly while we are a right-leaning state, it is possible for an Alaskan who is able to resonate with other Alaskans to win.
You know, Byron Mallott, Alaska has really come a long way from the oil boom days and the wilderness days of decades ago. How do you address the issue of modern Alaska in the 21st century as a governor?
I know it's all about communicating. It's about reaching out. You know, we have the population living in this incredible land that is really another country. As to my being an Alaska native, quite frankly, it has not been raised as an issue in the campaign. I certainly am proud of my Tlingit heritage. It is important to me. It is something that I live. It is who I am. But I am also an Alaskan and have worked and been involved with virtually every aspect of Alaskan life with every group in this incredibly diverse state.
Byron Mallott, thanks so much.
Thank you so very much.
Byron Mallott is a Democrat running for governor of Alaska. If elected, he'll be the first Native American governor of the state.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.